This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg.
U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday made his first public appearance since returning to the White House after being treated for COVID-19. Trump delivered an address on his support for law enforcement from the Blue Room balcony to a friendly crowd. Speaking to a largely African-American and Latino audience, the president urged attendees to vote Democrats, quote, into oblivion.
The other day in the debate, Biden couldn't even use the words law enforcement. I said, say law enforcement, say law enforcement. And he was bailed out by the anchor. Then I said very simply, I said, name one law enforcement group that's supporting you. He couldn't do it, but he was bailed out by the anchor.
Trump is also priming for a Florida rally on Monday and campaign events in Iowa and Pennsylvania later in the week. Late Saturday, the president's doctor released a statement saying Trump is no longer a risk for transmitting the virus. Dr. Sean Conley said Saturday morning's COVID PCR sample demonstrated by currently recognized standards the president is no longer considered a transmission risk to others. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden on Saturday slammed President Donald Trump's pandemic response and promised more jobs funded by higher taxes on the wealthy. Addressing a plumbers union in his native Pennsylvania, Biden said President Trump is only pretending to care about working class voters who helped flip the Rust Belt to the Republican column 4 years ago.
We lose anywhere from 700 to 1,000 people a day dead. The president was told a little while ago, when he was told 100,000 people a day were dying, you know what he said? He says it is what it is.
Erie, where Biden was speaking, will be especially critical for Biden as he focuses on winning more white voters beyond the state's Democratic core in Philadelphia and its suburbs. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Israelis calling on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to resign demonstrated across the country Saturday evening, saying he is not fit to rule while on trial for corruption charges and accusing him of mismanaging the nation's coronavirus crisis. Protesters gathered at hundreds of locations across the country due to a nationwide lockdown that has barred them from protesting at the usual site outside Netanyahu's official residence in Jerusalem. Netanyahu is on trial for fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes for his role in a series of scandals, and the demonstrators have staged weekly gatherings for the past 4 months demanding that he step down. Netanyahu denies the charges and accuses the protesters of being leftists and anarchists. With infections at record levels, Israel imposed another lockdown last month, further hurting business owners and entrepreneurs who have been a key component of the protests. Former New Jersey governor and Trump supporter Chris Christie tweeted Saturday he's out of the hospital following treatment for the coronavirus. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Christie was one of several who attended a Rose Garden event with President Trump and later announced that they tested positive for the coronavirus. Christie was also with Trump for debate prep. On October 3rd, he tweeted in consultation with doctors he was checking himself into the hospital for treatment because of his risk factors, including asthma. He also said on Twitter he was grateful for all the care and support he'd received and will have more to say later. I'm Julie Walker.
The day after Hurricane Delta blew through besieged southern Louisiana, residents started the routine again, dodging overturned cars, trudging through knee-deep water to flooded homes with ruined floors and no power, and pledging to rebuild after the storm. At a news conference, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said that Delta left a lot of people without power.
Because Hurricane Delta was much larger in terms of its wind field, there were more power outages from Delta than there were with Laura. The peak was 688,000 outages across the state of Louisiana. As of noon, that number had decreased to 600,000.
Delta made landfall Friday evening near the coastal Louisiana town of Creole with top winds of 155 kilometers per hour. It then moved over Lake Charles, a city where Hurricane Laura damaged nearly every home and business in late August. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.